This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity, probably the only place you're going to get sanity this evening or today. Man, I'm just, we'll have more about this as we move forward, the Georgia voting that's going on. And I think it's hilarious that, again, a majority of the state, with the exception of Atlanta, Savannah, and Macon, but the majority of the rest of the state has voted Republican. And we'll talk more about this when Tom Del Picaro joins us in a little bit. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Thank you for being with me. And there's a whole bunch of other places you could be. You've chosen me to listen to. Hopefully that speaks your IQ. So I'm going to have Brad Dacus join us because I want to talk about what he perceives might go down tomorrow. As you've heard from our own Rick Green all over the news networks, that there's still a lot of power in Pence's hand. And I've been hearing stories all day long, off and on, that Pence has asked to see transcripts, he's asked to see the affidavits that were signed. He's actually called some of the people that have signed the affidavits, which I think is, personally, I think it's a good sign. I don't know about the rest of you, but personally, I think it's a great sign. So we'll see what happens. I mean, you know what? My crystal ball don't work anymore. So whatever happens tomorrow, what we finally see happen tomorrow, I guess we'll help figure it all out. My fear, though, frankly, people, no matter what, I really do have a fear that you're going to see civil war. One way or the other. People are mad. Do you blame them? No, with all sincerity, people are mad. People feel like they haven't been heard. And it doesn't matter what they do, they're not going to win. It doesn't matter what change they make, what they do, what happens. Their vote just flat out doesn't count. And that's too bad. It really is too bad. Because they should never feel that way, ever. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Looking at Warnock and Loeffler right now, from what I'm seeing, with 65% of the vote in, Warnock's at 50%, Loeffler's at 49.4. Right? I mean, I've been watching these go up and down for, I don't know, the last 45 minutes or so. And you know, we've had a split of 54-44, 55-45. In favor of the Democrats, and now we've seen it close. Maybe our people did come out. I'm almost afraid to say anything. For no other reason, for fear of jinxing it. You know what I'm saying? Love to know what you have to think, too. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll talk more about the Georgia race as the night goes on. John Hopkins University has a study that just came out. And it confirms what we've all been saying for forever, really. It's something that we've suspected. We haven't been able to confirm. The death toll from COVID-19 has not resulted in a real spike in deaths this year. This isn't Joe Messina's hospital. This is Johns Hopkins. In fact, we've seen the number of deaths from other causes like heart disease and other medical conditions go down. There's no coincidence there, is there? And the study bears that out. What makes this very strange, what makes this really suspicious, is how not long after the study was published on the internet, it was removed. Well, for your safety. We don't want misinformation from an organization like Johns Hopkins University. We don't want any misinformation like that coming through. What makes it really strange, extremely suspicious, is because it was pulled. We can't talk about it. Remember that things on the internet are never really gone for good. When the assistant program director of Applied Economics Master's Degree Program at Hopkins looked at the 2020 data, she looked at the seasonal period. COVID-19-related deaths exceeded deaths from heart disease. This was unusual, since heart disease has always prevailed as the leading cause of death. All of a sudden, it was gone. Shh. Really, think about it. It was gone. Seasonal flu, gone. Cancer deaths, almost gone. Accidental deaths, take a nosedive, or deaths due to accidents. When you take a closer look at the death numbers, she noticed something was kind of odd. As she compared the number of deaths per cause during that period, 2020 and 2018, to 2018, she noticed that instead of the expected drastic increases across all causes, there was a significant decrease in deaths due to heart disease. Even more surprising, when she looked at the graph, the sudden decline in deaths is observed for all causes. So while everything else in the world, every other major cause of death, as I said, heart disease, cancer, all this, were taking nosedives and crashing, COVID-19 was taking off. How does that make any sense? How does that not cause somebody with two brain cells to think this through? Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Brad Dinkins joins me from Pacific Justice Institute in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Nip it in the bud.
We are back. You listen to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the... I'm giggling for a couple of reasons. Let me first bring them on, because I think we're going to have a good time tonight. A lot of stuff to talk about. Brad Dacus, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate my time with him, you know, what we're doing, that kind of thing. So, Brad, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
So, I just got a note from somebody. It says that When Mitt Romney was boarding a plane to go to D.C., apparently, the people on the plane were chanting "traitor" as he was getting on the plane. So,
oh, great!
And there's a video of it. I'm not going to play it now, but there is a video of it to back it up. And I just, you know, it's about time. It's about time we start calling these people out. It's about time we start holding their feet to the fire and go from there.
Yeah. Yeah, Mitt Romney is, I'm definitely not a part of his fan club. And, and I certainly hope he doesn't even have the audacity to try to run for president again, because just for that reason, because I really believe, Joe, that the overwhelming percentage of the Republicans do not see him as someone they can trust, and much less, in the White House, doing what's putting America first. I don't. People are they need to have someone they can trust when they vote for someone for president, and I just think that he has breached that trust, and for his own selfish positioning. That I think he's going to have a hard time if he tries to move beyond his Senate seat out of the state of Utah.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's not done anything to show that he's behind the American people. Everything he has done shows just the opposite. He's a vengeful man. He's a nasty man, and he really doesn't care what benefits
right.
us. I don't know if you heard,
right.
but Kamala Harris apparently. These people were made for each other. She's now been accused of plagiarism. She's been taking bits and pieces from Martin Luther King Jr.'s speeches and stories and making them her own. So stories that he told now all of a sudden are hers. My God, these people don't ever stop, do they?
No, they don't. And I think that there's two elements here. The first one is obvious, which is her character. Is definitely brought into question when they just so flippantly do this. Biden has done this a lot, making up things, as if it's just all okay in the name of expediency in politics. You can say whatever it takes, lie, whatever. I mean, we've seen that, and I've seen that in D.C. when I was there. But the second element, though, that people may not be as keen at this point to realize is there's also an issue of judgment and cognitive expertise. I'm trying to say this politely, but when someone does something and plagiarizes from a well-known source that people know about and does this more than once and thinking that somehow they're going to get away with it and people aren't going to catch it, it shows a lack of judgment and ability to assess the risk, the cost of doing that, and that plays out into that's a skill set that plays out into governing a nation, and that can be very dangerous for someone not to have that skill set to really think through the consequences on something that is so obviously imprudent, not a wise thing to do.
We as the American populace are accepting this. And I don't mean all of us, obviously, but I mean it's really interesting how people aren't paying attention to what's going on and the integrity of these people. I think part of it is, and you and I have discussed this before, part of it is they don't see politicians as people of integrity. They don't see they expect politicians to actually lie, steal and cheat. I do not know how that goes off. It's really amazing to me. When I see those kind of things. So, sad state of affairs we've come to in those areas, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost like people would rather have a politician that lies but is smooth and coy in how they say things versus a politician that is that doesn't lie but is blunt and says exactly what they're thinking. That was Trump. He was...
makes him feel bad, you know?
He said what he was thinking and shot from the hip and was not the politician. But I think sometimes people say, they'd rather have someone that just lied that made him feel good. And that's a real cost and price we pay as an American nation when we can't look beyond that. Instead, look to what are they actually about? What do they really stand for? People like Mitt Romney and Kamala Harris and many, many politicians are very much opportunists who are willing to look and look at to say whatever they need to say to maneuver their political chess game so that they accomplish their own success and their own goals, whether it's the Senate or the White House or whatever. And I like to think that the American people, they said in 2016, we're tired of that. We want someone who's real and down to earth. I don't know. They may be back in 2024 with the same resolve. They want to go back to electing someone they can trust that's going to really put America first again.
Well, you know, I've been talking about this for days, about having faith in the American people. You know, people will always say, well, listen, you have to have faith in the American people. You know, you know they're going to do the right thing. And I joke, but I also say, look, you know, really tell me that when Obama got in twice. Explain that to me. Explain to me why we don't have the same, you know, protests going on in the streets that the left does, the Antifa group, because we're getting screwed, if you would. Look, I don't know if you know about this, but a case coming up in front of the Supreme Court for Philadelphia is that they're banning Christian parents from being foster parents. And what they're claiming is, now that this is due to be in front of, this is due to be in front of the Supreme Court this year, I just don't know when. And what they're saying is that Christian parents are bigoted, homophobic, okay, and would teach these kids that, you know, same-sex couples are, you know, hateful, nasty people. So I'm sitting here to myself saying, how will that, there's no way. Just having a simple biblical belief makes them unfit to be foster parents. There's no way this is going to fly, is it?
Well, I hope not. You know, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we called them at Riverside County, and one of their representatives was appearing before a church telling them that they wouldn't qualify to be foster parents.
Wow.
You know, because it was shocking that that's the kind of...
We'll hit this on the other side of the break.
Before.
I do want to talk about this, because this is very, very disturbing that this is even an issue. Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Brad will be with me on the other side of the break. I guarantee it. Be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An Illinois teen accused of killing two people during a street protest in Wisconsin has pled not guilty. Kyle Rittenhouse entered his plea via teleconference Tuesday during a short hearing. He's accused of shooting three people during a protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last August, killing two of them. Rittenhouse has maintained that he fired in self-defense. A federal judge in Georgia has rejected a lawsuit from President Trump's campaign seeking decertification of the results of the November election. The suit was filed on New Year's Eve, alleging widespread voter fraud. and Saudi Arabia and its allies will drop a blockade of Qatar as a U.S. brokered agreement is signed between the Persian Gulf neighbors. The accord ends a 3.5-year conflict. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the UAE cut ties with Qatar in 2017 over accusations that the country had supported terrorist groups. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Keeping an eye on what's going on in Georgia. And, you know, I want Republicans to win. When I first saw the numbers that were coming up, there was a widespread. It has closed dramatically. The rest of the counties, it looks like, are definitely leaning towards Republican. But it's not a runaway. It's not a runaway win here. So, you know, with 72% of the vote in, you're still looking at Kelly Loeffler's ahead. Not by much, but she's still ahead. And the same thing with David Perdue. He's ahead right now. And I don't want you guys to get too... We'll talk about this later on in the show, but I don't want you to get too excited, because even if we get these two seats, it's still by the hair of your skin. Or whatever. Anyway. John Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get into our conversation, please let people know about PJI, what you're doing, and how they can help out.
Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit legal defense organization, and we have more offices, Joe, as you know, across the United States, coast to coast, defending religious freedom, parents' rights, and sanctity of life than any other legal organization in the country. And we do all our work without charge. We make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to our mission and what we do. That's very, very unique. No one else, I think, comes close to that. Needless to say, we're going to be very, very busy if we have to deal with what we think we may have to deal with next year or this year. So very, very busy. So I greatly appreciate those who want to keep updated with our case. We already have over 50 cases in litigation. We're going to have more lawsuits coming down because of new policies and things that we think we're going to have from the Department of Education, HHS, and other places, schools. I think, anyway, there's just so much that we're going to be dealing with. If you want to keep up with that or they want to support our work as a nonprofit, they can do that very easily. They become regular monthly supporters and get our Legal Insider newsletter every week. Just go to our website. And it's pji.org. P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org.
Yeah, and people, you know, you hear me say this, and I mean it with all sincerity. I know people that PJI has helped out. I know the cases they've gone against personally. I know what they're doing. They are doing great work. And if you don't help them, then stop complaining about the problems that we're having. Because legal issues are very, very, very expensive, very hard to fight, you know, some of these churches who don't do this on a regular basis, or even you and I as parents and grandparents who have, you know, issues like with Child Protective Services and such, you need to have help. You need to have services. You know, there's plenty of grandparents out there that don't know what to do. Here's a great organization to give some money to, and they can help out in times of need. So I want to get back to this foster child thing, okay? And I was talking about this yesterday. And part of my concern is not just the Christian biblical viewpoint here, but I want you to think about something. They're talking about these kids being in a Christian home, and those kids will be stigmatized. The lawyer flat out says it, that these kids would be stigmatized towards the LGBTQ community, you know, kids of that don't adhere to what's referred to as a normal gender viewpoint on things. And so they're saying that that's why these kids shouldn't be here. What you're setting up is making Christians and Christians' dogma look like hate speech. Are you not?
Right, right. And basically invalidating people of faith from having the same equal opportunity in society as everyone else. This is the game plan. This is the radical left's game plan, and it's very concerning. Because someone has beliefs about something being morally wrong, somehow they're stigmatized to being a hateful person towards people who they disagree with. That's a huge leap, a bigoted leap that the far left is trying to take and trying to get Americans to embrace. And in this case, you know, a court, and I'm very concerned about that, and not just in this particular case, but the extent to which our society and those graduating from our schools and our colleges will have that kind of indoctrination, which will effectively discredit and discriminate and silence people of faith to be treated like second-class citizens, and it's already rolling itself out, and that's why court appointments are so important. That's why you know, maintaining the control of the Senate is so important to prevent those kind of judges that buy off on that kind of bigotry and assault and purging, if you will, of people of faith on the marketplace.
It's frankly, it's extremely scary to me when I see things like this, because I'm going through something right now. It's very expensive to fight. And whether you're guilty or not, you have to fight it. You have to put up a defense, or they'll take you to the cleaners. And this is an issue, and people don't realize what needs to be. I mean, what it takes to fight these things. And again, we shouldn't have to. But the mere fact, doesn't it kind of scare you to the bone that the mere fact that these people would even bring this forward as an issue or a problem, that being a Christian / religious person is not good for children.
Yeah, and that it can disqualify you to be a foster parent, to maybe even to for adoption. It's very concerning. And then statistically, the actual stats show that children who come from such families of faith and are grounded in faith, those families, those kids, statistically are better off in terms of schooling, teenage pregnancy, not doing drugs, graduating, getting their degree, going to college, lower suicide rate. I mean, the stats are there. So what they want to stigmatize, science doesn't support, the stats don't support, and it's just an implicit hatred and demise that's pushing this illogical dogma that we see playing out. So it's very concerning. But this is what the radical left is wanting to push on society. And that's it's should be very, very concerning. It's very real.
Oh, I totally agree. Okay, let's do a couple of rapid fire crazy ones. Okay, the New Mexican governor that is punishing the pastor for holding Christmas Eve services. Okay, and some of these cases I checked, I don't know because I wasn't there. I can only go by what's written and what some people are saying. That there were two mega churches. I don't know if you're familiar with these. One in New Mexico, and they celebrated Christmas Eve by holding worship services. They were deemed selfish, and they were hit with massive fines by the state government. Now, the videos and the photographs of their mostly maskless Christmas Eve service went viral, which is what made everybody crazy. And I'm thinking to myself, they chose to go, first of all, they chose to go to these things. They weren't forced to go there. And,
right.
You know, I just don't get it. I don't get that they're allowed to get away with this. I'm beside myself.
Yeah, and many people are feel the same way, as they should. You know, the Supreme Court in its decision out of New York was a major, groundbreaking case in that it made it very clear that, you know, churches can't be prevented from having congregations, having meetings, so long as they are engaging in the proper safety health protocols. And if they do that, and if churches do that, social distance, you know, safe distancing, massive, you know, and whatnot, they've got a very strong case. The Supreme Court said basically, in essence, they're protected so long as they can point to some other entity that's allowed to meet, in a similar way. So I think that church in New Mexico, I think they've got a definite case. I think many of these cases that we're seeing play themselves out with penalties and fines, and we have a case at Pacific Justice Institute of a pastor being criminally prosecuted. I think in the end we're going to see those wash out as they move up on appeal, and it's realized that the Supreme Court has really made it clear that this kind of tyranny can't prevail.
But even with that, what came down, I mean, you and I talked about this, I think it was last week, when you look at what's going on in Los Angeles or here in California as a whole, they're still giving churches a hard time. They're still, up in their faces. Well, what can they do?
Yeah.
What can they do? I mean, seriously, what can the church do? Do they just point at the Supreme Court ruling? Do they have to get the PJI involved?
Yeah, they should definitely contact us at Pacific Justice Institute. We're representing these churches all over the place without charge, and we're being very effective. At the end of the day, the Constitution and what the Supreme Court says the Constitution says, that's the final say. And the Supreme Court was really clear in their New York decision. We're very optimistic moving forward.
All right. A lot more coming up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
You're back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We'll be back. And listen, don't go far, right? If you stick around the next hour, because Tom DelPicaro is going to join us sometime during the hour to talk about the Georgia results. And we want to stay on top of it. I don't want you guys getting totally discouraged. When I looked earlier, there were 200,000 votes behind. And I'm looking and thinking, oh, my God, really? Is this really going to happen? And now, you know, slim, I don't care if they win by 5,000 votes as long as they win, as long as the Republicans win there. Anyway, Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with us and his insight. And again, you check him out, pji.org, pji.org. Brad, David, your cases are up there. Some of the things that you're dealing with, some of the wins you've had are all up there, are they not?
Oh, yes. And we've got lots of cases. I think it's time to get our Legal Insider newsletter. It comes out every week. And it's people find it really interesting. We have over 50 cases in active litigation. It'll be very empowering and equipping for people if they want to check it out. And, of course, if they want to support us on a monthly basis, we greatly appreciate that as well. They can do that on our website as well, pji.org.
Yeah, and people, we're always complaining. And here you have a company, a group of people that are willing to take this on, willing to deal with it, willing to help out. So you need to help them out as well. So, all right, I'll give you some rapid-fire stuff. I did not set you up for it, so, you know, people cut him some slack, although he's right on top of this stuff. I don't even know what to tell you. But the New Orleans mayor has decided, and she's a Democrat, she wants to punish, the Democrat wants to punish Christian artists for singing in outdoor worship. So this just gets better and better. So these people are scattered all over the place. Yes, some have masks on. Some don't have masks on in the crowd that's out there. Nothing less than we've seen in these quote-unquote protests in some of the major cities across the country. But, again, here's another case where somebody has to protect themselves or to defend themselves. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And, when we see this kind of abuse of government power, and I think it's causing many Americans to wake up and really take things seriously, what kind of society do we want our country to be, and for our children? And I think when freedom is the issue, we're going down to a very core basic foundation of our nation, basic freedom and liberty, versus, a program or a tax increase. So I think, this could be a very pivotal time in our nation's history as we resolve what does freedom mean and what are we willing to do to keep it.
It's funny, Brad, how people thought that once Trump got in, a lot of the stuff would subside, the judges would stop playing around, and. But that has turned out to be so not true, that this activism is still going on. And the assault, and I don't want to do a boo-hoo because, we don't have the persecution going on here in this country that they have in others. But, the boo-hoo behind this assault on the Christian faith and Judaism, too, where if we speak out about God, in favor of God, they're trying to find ways to fine us, and keep us from getting together. This is not going to end anytime soon, is it? Especially if Biden gets in.
Yeah, especially. We're going to see the oppression continue. It's going to manifest itself indirectly through the Department of Education, HHS, Department of Justice, to name a few. But it's also going to be directly, especially if the Democrats get control of the Senate, we could see some horrific legislation like the No Harm Act, or Do No Harm Act, or the Equality Act, or some really hideous legislation that's very oppressive against religious freedom in our country. And we're watching that very carefully, and we'll be strategizing partially after today's election.
Yeah, I don't. I know some of my people are going to get mad at me, but yes, we need these seats. Yes, we need the two. I am still concerned that it's such a razor edge, number that, like before, there may be some votes that we're not going to get because of again, we got Romney and a few others that may not head in our direction. Agreed?
That is true, but I think the real dangerous things like increasing taxes, Green New Deal spending programs and, trillions of dollars of new programs, I think much of that will be kept at bay if the Republicans can maintain control of the Senate, if McConnell can, maintain control of what bills come up and which ones don't. But if the Democrats, all they need is just, to have to be 50-50, they'll be in control, and they can just railroad through all kinds of radical legislation that can be very difficult to reverse. I don't want to have to rely upon a Democrat senator from West Virginia to be the final deciding factor of whether this stuff gets through. But that's where we may be depending on the outcome of today's election.
So, again, hit you with another one. The highest court in Massachusetts is hearing oral arguments regarding whether an evangelical Christian higher education institution can lawfully refuse to promote a professor who held pro-LGBT views. Now, I know in most of these cases where these professors are at Christian colleges or Catholic colleges, they sign an agreement that they would adhere to Christian slash Catholic dogma, Catholic scripture. So can this be defended in court?
Yes, it can, and I believe that that in the end, this religious institution will prevail, particularly because of the Supreme Court that we presently have. We had a case, interestingly, defending a Christian school that was being sued for firing a professor, a teacher, and that was clearly not of a Christian faith. They found this out after 2 weeks. He's actually a self-professed voodoo witch. And this is in Micro-Asia. I'm not making this up. It sounds pretty radical. But it's in Micro-Asia. It had a U.S. flag flying on the island. So we came in and we defended the Christian school and we prevailed. And I believe at the end of the day that the Supreme Court recognizes if religious institutions can't practice their faith, you do not have religious freedom. You can't have religious freedom if it's limited just to your own house and whether you pray with the window up or closed or not. So I think that this court gets that, and they're going to be very reliable, and we're relying on. That's one reason why we're going to probably be at Pacific Justice more aggressive this year in our litigation probably than ever before.
Wow.
Because we now have a Supreme Court that we know where they stand, and that where they stand is with the American people in the defense of the Constitution.
Well, like I said, I'm loving this. All right, I want you to take out your crystal ball, blow it off, get the dust off it, and tell me what's going to happen tomorrow. Right, what is going to happen? We have kind of a clue procedurally what goes down and what may come forth, but you think that Pence will hold will hold to the Constitution?
I do not. I believe what's going to happen is there's going to be hearings. They're going to be making their case regarding these state and these electors. The Republicans are those who are objecting to it. But I think at the end of the day that the votes will be counted and that we're going to have a new person occupying the White House. And that's not what I want. Obviously, the fraud is blatant. It's obvious. But we just simply do not have the time procedurally to prove up the case. And it's obvious that from a legal perspective, it's not just saying, here's some statistics, Your Honor. You've got to show the linkage. You've got to show how it happened and the whole nine yards. And it's a very time-consuming process. So I do believe, though, despite the outcome of tomorrow, that the investigation will continue, the litigation will continue, and the truth, bit by bit, through discovery, will be more and more revealed that there was massive fraud and that massive fraud caused someone to be elected, to quote-unquote elected, that actually wasn't elected to occupy the White House.
Oh, you just kind of made me throw up in my mouth, buddy.
Well, I'm just... That's how I see it. But I'd love to be pleasantly surprised tomorrow. They're going to be looking at the evidence. Maybe it'll be just overwhelming and compelling. Maybe there's things that we don't know about that are going to be presented. But it's just the Trump's attorneys, they need more time, and they don't have that time to engage in the proper discovery to really prove it up.
Yeah, but I heard today that Pence was actually calling people who had signed those affidavits. And that he had actually asked for copies of them and were calling people that signed them to find out truly what they saw, what was up, what was happening. So, I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe not. We'll see what happens. PJI.org, right? PJI.org. Check them out. Check out what they're about. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Sight on GCN Live.